Penguin Audio presents First Rider's Call by Kristen Britton. Read by Ellen Archer. Journal of Hadriax Elfax.
We sail into the night. The winds finally favor us with the strength to move us more swiftly than oars. In this way, we may conserve precious Etheria and allow the artisans time to effect repairs on the mechanicals. At first it was disturbing not to hear the throb and thrum of the mechanicals, which have been so constant since our departure. But now I feel utterly at peace here in my cabin, with only the creak of timbers and the gentle sway of the ocean as backdrop. The darkness has settled in, and it is just me, my journal, and a prism to illuminate my writing. The continent we seek is still far off, so says Captain Verano. Alessandros is extremely anxious, climbing to the crow's nest daily, as though to espy the new lands by sheer will. This is his expedition, after all, his quest to find the resources that will heal Arcosia, and to establish the Empire's authority in the new lands. A son, Alessandros is, to the Emperor, and the chosen one of God to succeed him. And so it is known to me that Alessandros organized this expedition for a reason beyond those already stated. With his success, he wishes to prove himself worthy to God and the people of Arcosia, and especially to the man he loves as a father.